Chapter 10. Before and after September 11th. Al-Qaeda planned attacks years in advance, inserted sleeper cells, did reconnaissance. They took the long view, believing that their struggle would take decades, perhaps generations. America worked on a 4-year electoral cycle, and at the end of 2000, a new cycle was beginning. In the presidential campaign, terrorism had not been discussed. George Bush and Dick Cheney had mentioned the anti-ballistic missile treaty with Russia. They had also talked about Iraq. In January 2001, with the Florida electoral fiasco behind us, I briefed each of my old friends and associates from the first Bush administration: Condi Rice, Steve Hadley, Dick Cheney, and Colin Powell. My message was stark. Al-Qaeda is at war with us. It is a highly capable organization, probably with sleeper cells in the U.S., and it is clearly planning a major series of attacks against us. We must act decisively and quickly, deciding on the issues prepared after the attack on the coal, going on the offensive. Each person reacted differently. Cheney was, as ever, quiet and calm on the surface. The wheels were spinning behind the mask. He asked an aide to arrange for a visit to CIA to learn their view of the Al-Qaeda threat. That was fine by me, because I knew that George Tenet would be even more alarmist than I had been about what Al-Qaeda was planning. Cheney did make the trip up the parkway to CIA headquarters, one of many he would make. Most of the visits focused on Iraq and left mid-level managers and analysts wondering whether the seasoned vice president was right about the Iraqi threat. Perhaps they should adjust their own analysis. In the first weeks of the administration, however, Cheney had heard me loud and clear about Al-Qaeda. Now that he was attending the National Security Council principals meetings, chaired by Condi Rice, something no vice president had ever done, I hoped he would speak up about the urgency of the problem, put it on the short list for immediate action. He didn't. Colin Powell took the unusual step during the transition of asking to meet with the Counterterrorism Security Group. When we all agreed on the importance of the Al-Qaeda threat, Powell was obviously surprised at the unanimity. Brian Sheridan, the soon-departing Assistant Secretary of Defense, summed it up. "General Powell, I'll be leaving when the administration changes. I'm the only political appointee in the room. All these guys are career professionals. So let me give you one piece of advice, untainted by any personal interest. Keep this interagency team together and make Al-Qaeda your number one priority." I met Condi Rice wandering the halls of the executive office building, looking for my office. I escorted her there and gave her the same briefing on Al-Qaeda that I had been using with the others. Condi Rice's reaction was very polite, as she almost always is. She was the fourth national security advisor I had worked for, and the seventh I had worked with. As I briefed Rice on Al-Qaeda, her facial expression gave me the impression that she had never heard the term before. So I added, "Most people think of it as Osama bin Laden's group, but it's much more than that. It's a network of affiliated terrorist organizations with cells in over 50 countries, including the U.S. Rice looked skeptical. She focused on the fact that my office staff was large by national security standards, 12 people, and did operational things, including domestic security. She said, "I'm not sure we will want to keep all of this in the NSC.